We've been talking this month about our treasure and how to invest our time, energy, and money in the things that really matter. This week's scripture reading gives us a gentle warning from Jesus to be careful whenever we do good. We shouldn't parade it in front of others or try to impress God. Jesus tells us that by finding quiet times to pray and to be still before God, the focus will begin to shift from us to its rightful place on the Lord. Being part of a God celebration where God gets the credit is much better than when we celebrate ourselves as if it was all up to us. It is important to learn where we spend our time, energy, and money. Because if we learn where we spend our time, energy, and money, then we can make choices about whether those are the good places to invest or whether we need to make our priorities different so that we're investing in the things of God. One hope is that we might be able to use our treasure to serve God's children wherever they are and in whatever need that they're experiencing. Now, the traditional term for this is alms, A-L-M-S, alms, which literally means mercy giving. Jesus says, "So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they might be praised by others." And Joel Green makes this observation about this verse. He says, "Care for the needy is grounded in the Old Testament and has a strong tradition in Judaism in the time of Jesus." With the use of the word whenever, Jesus assumes that his followers will give to the poor. The only question is whether they will do so faithfully. Sometimes you'll get the chance to be part of something bigger than you are. Your name may not be mentioned. You may not be the ones who hoist the trophy up on stage. You may not be showered with confetti or whatever. But you know that you played a role, and that's what matters. It won't matter that you're not getting the glory, because the glory is knowing that you are part of something bigger than you. I felt that recently concerning our congregation in our response to all the horrific damage caused by the hurricanes of this past season. And above and beyond our regular giving, we voluntarily contributed $6,949 in a very short space of time for disaster assistance to help with those who've been stricken by these series of natural disasters. Now, the part that my wife and I contributed was small compared to the total amount of money that was given. And maybe you kind of were in that same situation. But we shouldn't feel bad about this. We should actually feel good about it because we're part of something bigger. We contributed with others so that we were able to do something more than just one or two of us could do. It's a wonderful thing, a powerful thing to know that my life can be part of something bigger. Your life can be part of something bigger. Jesus also says, "And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they've received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you." So praying and fasting and giving should put the focus on God and not ourselves. And our praying and fasting and giving should help others to focus on God and not ourselves. Everyone likes to be noticed, right? I understand that. But in this passage, Jesus warns about practicing our religion in such a way as that it garners attention away from others. Jesus warns that when we're trying to do good, be sure that you don't make a performance of it. Now, your actions, at least for some of you, might be a pretty good show. But rest assured, God's not cheering. No applause there. When you do things for someone else, don't call attention to yourself. Jesus begins his warning with the term beware, but this could also be translated as be careful. In fact, many English translations translate this term as be careful, be careful. And most of the time when we use this phrase, we do it because we think there's a good chance someone's going to get hurt. When my kids were growing up, when I told them to be careful, it was not a random thought. It wasn't even a theoretical thought. I was warning them because the very thing I was warning them against, I think, was going to happen real soon. You know, like they're within an inch of that. Be careful. And maybe you did the same, right? And why do we do that? It's because we care about what happens to them. In a similar way, Jesus cares. He gives this warning because he cares about us. He cares about our hearts. He knows that if we seek credit for the good we do, if our actions become a performance, then our hearts will suffer. If we start thinking it's all about us, then we miss out on God's amazing benefits of being and doing good. Now, yes, we'll get our credit eventually, but it pales in comparison with what we receive when we give humbly to God. We will miss out on being part of something bigger than ourselves, which is much better than anything we could have done on our own. Now, Jesus links giving to the poor with spending time with God. If we truly want to be generous givers and experience life more fully, we need to be people of prayer. We will never give in extravagant and sacrificial ways, as the Bible understands sacrificial, if we're not abiding with God. We need secret places where God can speak to us in our hearts. No one gives in amazing and sacrificial ways just because there's a great need. Sacrificial, extravagant givers do it because their hearts have been changed by spending time with God. If we want to experience life more fully, we must respond to all that God has done for us by seeking to participate in what God is doing in the world. Now, we have considered how to invest our lives. And our goal should be to invest our time, money, and energy in the things of God, things that are so much bigger than what one or two of us can do on our own. We can be part of things that only God can do. We stand in the confetti, if you will, finding joy, finding meaning in the knowledge that we played a part in this. God is calling us to such giving, sacrificial, extravagant giving. People talk about the sacrificial efforts in the life of faith, and we think we have some idea what that means. A chicken and a pig were walking down the street, and they saw a sign in front of a church that said, "Ham and egg breakfast to raise money for missions." Chicken turned to her friend and said, "Hey, come on, let's do our part." But the pig was reluctant and said, "Oh, that's easy for you to say. Yours is only a donation. Mine's a sacrifice. What motivates people to give extravagantly and sacrificially? Now, some can be caught up in kind of a legalism. They feel they ought to do this. They have to do this. And that's only going to take you so far. It's not going to come anywhere near this extravagant generosity that Jesus is talking about. Only grace giving can reach this level. Only grace giving can reach this level. Hearts that spend time with God are changed hearts. And my friends, changed hearts are generous.